Talk about a high phone bill. On Thursday, the chief executive officer of Sprint Nextel announced that the company had lost nearly $30 billion, that's billion, a B, in just one quarter. How does one of the world's best-known wireless carriers fall so far, so fast? Joe Nocera, columnist with the New York Times, joins us from New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Sprint Nextel has been snake-bit in recent years, haven't they?
Well, they snake-bit themselves. I mean, you don't lose $30 billion by accident. But what this write-down really is, it's really an accounting number that acknowledges that the Sprint-Nextel merger of about 3 years ago has been a giant, colossal, total fiasco. A $30 billion fiasco.
Did they go wrong in trying to expand their subscriber base so much?
Well, yes. Look, they went wrong merging. The core of this story, Scott, is that CEOs start to think to themselves, God, I've got to merge with somebody. I've got to get bigger. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And sometimes that's the dumbest thing they can possibly do. And this is a case where two companies that were fundamentally incompatible, that had older networks, that had problems on their own, decided that 1 + 1 would equal 3, and what it's actually turned out to be is 1 + 1 equals, you know, -2. You know, then they went out and got customers basically who couldn't pay their bills. And one of the shocking things that came out Thursday was that they've lost 1 million subscribers this year, mm-hmm. and they're probably going to lose another 1 million in the next quarter. So they got problems.
How do you recover from a $30 billion loss in one quarter, or do you?
The real issue here is that not that they have a $30 billion loss, but that they've had to draw down their line of credit. They're going through cash. You know, the issue is not $30 billion. It's like, where are they going to be 2 years from now if they don't stop the bleeding?
Bankruptcy?
It could be. I mean, it's hard to believe. This is the third largest wireless company in the country. They have 50 million subscribers.
And you ought to be able to make money with 50 million subscribers.
You really ought to. But one of the things that's happening, and this is the one thing that you can't blame on them, is that, you know, everybody who needs a cell phone has one. It's not a growth industry anymore. So now it's about poaching each other's customers, and the business has gotten tighter and tougher. And so you have to be a better competitor. And Sprint Nextel is not a good competitor. That's the bottom line.
Will heads roll or lots of golden parachutes?
You know, the CEO's had the job for 2 months, Scott.
This is Daniel Hess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's had the job for 2 months. He got it because they couldn't find anybody else. The number two, they haven't been able to replace the number two because nobody wants the job. They can't really roll heads unless they can find somebody to take their place. It's an unbelievable situation.
When the history of mergers is written, where will this be? The worst of all time? Or?
Oh, no. The Time Warner AOL merger has to be right up there in the worst of all time. This is a bad one. In every merger cycle, Scott, what happens is at the beginning of the merger cycle, the deals are actually pretty good and pretty smart. And then as it goes along and everybody else jumps into the bandwagon, the deals get worse and worse. And the Sprint Nextel was kind of at the end of this telecom merger cycle, and it was the dumbest one of that cycle. But history is filled with bad mergers. CEOs love to merge. They love to make deals. They love to build their empire. And then after they do it, they realize, oops.
$30 billion later, over 3 months. Whoops.
Exactly.
Joe Nocera, columnist for the New York Times. Whoops. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Scott.